The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
News, traffic, and weather together. I'm Kurt Olson. Now, time for Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton, and sitting in for Dave today, Jeanette Trumpeter. News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave today on Hometown Radio, KVEC, 920 AM and 96.5 FM. And I don't know what Dave's up to today, but flattered that he invited me to sit in his chair. And we're going to do some reminiscing this hour with an old friend and a gentleman that so many people know on the Central Coast and beyond, and that is Monty Mills himself. The lead dude for the Lucky Horseshoe Band. Monty, 50 years you're coming up on.
Be careful. Make sure you say shoe.
Oh. He's already starting. This could be a fun hour. So, Monty, 50 years. My earliest recollection of you is at McClintock's on Hygera Thursday nights. That was the thing to do, in the line out the door, and you were somebody if you could get inside to see you play on Thursday nights.
Yeah, we did that for 27 years.
27 years.
For the college kids, you know, and I'd catch those guys that wanted to get in because they were in line, and especially if they're at the back of the line, they'd say, hey, can I help you carry something in?
Oh, funny.
The problem is they weren't there to help us carry it back out at the end of the night.
Oh, well, suddenly it was very few volunteers, yeah, at the end of the night.
But that relationship with the college kids, that's kind of what really got us going to, we played a lot of weddings up and down the coast. And
yeah.
And
most of the greatest wedding memories I have of good weddings, it was you guys playing. And what was before, I mean, that was my introduction to you. When did you get started in music?
Well, we started in the band, really. We started as a trio. There was three horseshoers.
Really, you all were horseshoers.
Uh-huh. Dale Bullen, he played lead guitar, and Steve Woodard played bass, and we did that at McClintock's. We started on Thursday nights. And
okay,
did
that, so that was the start.
And then they kind of started dropping out, and I got some other guys. But Glenn Rathbone had just got back from the military, and, I mean, he's a super guitar player.
Yes,
and he was
he
working
is.
Down at Premier Music, and I tried to talk him into playing with us, and but he finally twisted his arm a little bit. And He really knew a lot about music and how to get us started. But then he left us and went to Berklee School of Music back east. It's a jazz school. And, of course, he graduated with honors and everything. He's a brilliant guy. But then he came back and played with us off and on for the last 50 years.
So 50-year anniversary this year. We're talking the big party is coming up October 10th at Barrel House Brewery to celebrate 50 years.
They're going all out for us. I mean, they're furnishing the stage, the sound equipment, and they're going to have food trucks and stuff for the kids to do. They're making an event out of it, so.
Well, you're kind of making an event out of it, too. I've seen you play there a time or two, and you know how to get a party going.
Yeah, that's a nice little amphitheater they have
there.
Yes, it is. I enjoy that stage, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay, so Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band. You actually were a horseshoer by trade, right?
For about 40 years.
Yeah.
We just play music on the weekends, yeah.
But you say that, you just played music on the weekends and Thursday nights, but music has been a passion for you.
Yeah, I grew up, my folks, they'd go to dance every Saturday night. And of course, I was hooked into AM and FM radio back in those days and kind of knew the radio stations back then weren't so focused on one thing. You know, they'd play a little everything. They'd play Tommy Dorsey, and then they'd play Johnny Cash. You know,
so they weren't focused on one thing. Yeah, very, very
so
eclectic.
So you'd be listening to everything. You know, Joan Baez do some folk song or something like that.
And you got, because that makes sense to me, because what I'm always amazed when I come hear you is the diversity of what you play in a 3-hour session.
Yeah, like Glenn Rathbone was into the Ventures when I first met him, so we'll still now once in a while throw in
surf
Pipeline
music,
or yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I saw you at, on Cattleman's Day at the Mid-State Fair, and that was so fun to hear you play that with him. You
yeah.
had a great band. You had a few stellar band members there that day.
Well, we had a drummer. I'd never played with him before, and I'd never even met him. And turned out he'd played with Asleep at the Wheel back in the 80s, and he took us up to a different level. He was really a super drummer. His name's Wes Starr.
Yes.
And I just talked to him on the phone yesterday, and he was in Spain playing with some old guys that were some the bass
Amazing.
Player that played with B.B. King or something. I don't know.
So how is he connected to the Central Coast? Does he live
He
here?
Lives in Morro Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the yodel.
Hola,
I love it. Where did that come to be? That is a trademark Monty thing.
Well, I think about the time I was 13, my voice was changing, and it kind of did it on its own. I used to drive my folks crazy with that, and now I drive my wife crazy with it.
Kathy says that's how you, instead of whistling at her, you kind of yodel to find her.
Sometimes I whistle.
Okay. The yodel's better. I hate to tell you. Jeanette Trumpeter talking with Monty Mills about the 50th anniversary and the memories to be found on the Central Coast. Okay, so you're a horseshoer. You get these guys together. You're playing weekends and Thursdays, but it kind of took off a little bit. Like, you had opportunities to go bigger.
Well, I don't know how I'm bigger, but we've ended up playing out of town a few times. We played a wedding over in Hawaii, and we played another one down in Texas, and played for the Bull Riders Association
in Vegas.
PBR, and it was in what was that guy's name? It was back in Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so we'll get out of town once in a while, but mostly stay on the Central Coast, yeah.
But no other bands kind of recruiting you to come be part of their gig and chase that dream out of town?
No.
No, you've always wanted to stay here and do this.
I don't think I'd do well out on the road. I see a lot of these road musicians look pretty wrung out after they've been doing it a while.
Well,
now, there's one exception. Merle Haggard's steel player and band leader, Norm Hamlet. He was Merle's band leader for 49 and a half years and just did his business, didn't smoke, didn't drink, just went, got on the bus, did his job. And we got to play his 90th birthday party over at Crystal Palace.
Oh, wow.
And then the Crystal Palace closed about 2 weeks later, so we just got in under the wire. But he's come over and played with us at the park there in Templeton. Two or three times. And I'm going to see if he wants to come play one of these gigs with us. He's 91 years old now, so I haven't talked to him in a few months, so I better check in on that first.
Yeah, well, if they're living clean and living good, 91 can still be young and active, and so I hope that works out. We're talking to Monty Mills about the big anniversary coming up, 50 years of entertaining us here on the Central Coast. We'll have more after the break. I'm Jeanette Trumpeter. You're listening to News Talk 920 AM and 96.5 FM and the Hometown Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Hometown Radio, but obviously this isn't Dave Congleton, but Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave, and honored to do so. Joined today by Monty Mills, who is celebrating this year his 50th year of entertaining us on the Central Coast. And anyone who has lived here for any amount of time has been to a party where Monty and his band has kept us dancing. It's pretty hard to stay in your seats when Monty's playing. Monty, I asked you, what about you said, I'm just was happy and just wanted to play music around here, but you're a modest dude, because I know for a fact you've played for Merle Haggard twice, or opened for him twice, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Played for Dan Aykroyd, or with Dan Aykroyd?
Well, it was up at the Hearst, they call it the milk barn up at the Hearst Ranch. And it was for a fundraiser. And they had some celebrities there. And Dan Aykroyd and
Jim Belushi.
And Jim Belushi. And who's that gal that played in Brooke Shields? Yeah, she played tambourine.
She did.
And those other two guys, they played their harmonicas.
Skelton was there?
No,
that was
a different thing.
That was a different time that you played with all of them.
that was a big horse sale, and Red Skelton was there, and he came over and visited with the band, and I said, "Are you here for the horse sale?" He said, "No, that's my wife." I said, "The only thing I know about horses is what I read about Burger King."
Oh,
and that
goodness.
Was Burger King at the time had been accused of serving horse meat.
Oh,
so you know,
got
he's that
it.
Quick.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
So, well, how was it? Did they actually come up and perform with you then?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. That was a fun night.
Oh, man. I'd love to see some pictures of that.
The Chicago Shuffle.
How fun.
Yeah, and both of them play harmonica very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of you, you seem to know how to spot talent, too. Like, Julie Beaver's been playing with you for a long time.
She started playing with us. She's a violin player, if anybody didn't know, but she's fiddle.
Fiddle.
She started playing with us when she's 14.
14 years
old.
Yeah,
her mother was taught classical violin, so she started when she was 5. So, I mean, she was pretty experienced time she's 14.
Was there a younger girl that I remember on stage with you about 10 years
ago?
Yeah,
Maya Rose. Her real name's Maya Dempsey, but, yeah, she played with us. First time she played with us, she came up and asked if she could sit in was at the park there at Templeton.
And I think that's when I saw her.
Yeah, and she was just, I think, about 10 years old, something like that, 8. And I said, yeah, come up and play one. She did some little tune. And I said, well, you can come back next year if you'll learn Faded Love. And, boy, she did. And
I remember.
And then we kind of hauled her around with us for a while. She was in the band when she was about 12, and then until she got to be about 16, I think.
And is she still doing music today?
Well, she left and went. She played. She moved to Phoenix or something, and then she's back now. But she's kind of got her own thing going. She and Jimmy Harold had a duo going, and now she's got another gal that she's. I think they played at the fair, but.
And now, so when you there's got to be more than one of that. That you bring somebody in, you spot them, they play with you, and then they move on. Is that a sense of pride for you?
There's one guy. He's the best musician I've ever played with, and he started playing with us when he was 15. A guy from Templeton. His name's Mike Caldwell.
Oh,
and he played with us for about 3 years, and he was just a natural. The Scoutmaster got him started playing around the campfire, and he just took it from there. With Charlie McCoy Records, and I mean, by the time he's 15, he was accomplished.
Wow!
And he later on went on the road with a group called The Shop, and then ended up playing with Loretta Lynn.
Wow!
For about 10 years, and then played with Boxcar Willie down there in Branson till he died.
Wow!
And then he was the music director for. It's a group called it the Hometown. Oh, what was it?
Country Tonight.
It's down there by Dollywood. Sevierville, Tennessee. And so they had that going on. They had singers and dancers. There were about 30 people in the cast. I don't know how they made any money, but Kathy and I went back there and went to it one time. And he's passed away now. He came back for a family reunion and played a gig with us up in King City. There was a guy up there put together what they called a friendiversary, and it was people that graduated from Cal Poly back in the 80s, and he just happened to be around, so he played that gig with us, and I'm so glad that we got to play with him last time. Yeah,
nice. You talked about musicians that still sound good. Your voice is as strong as it's always been. Is that from Living Clean?
Well, you know, Festus on
Gunsmoke, yeah.
He would say, that's mighty thoughty of you to say that.
That's mighty thoughty. I love Festus quotes. I always talk about larrupin. That was the term. He's like, that's larrupin, and it's supposed to be good,
Mark,
I guess.
Ugly on an ape.
Gunsmoke, that was a great. But you do sound good. I mean, do you have to work to keep that lung capacity? And
I do have to work at it a little bit here lately.
Go ahead.
I'm 80 now.
Woohoo!
So,
hey, yeah. If I saw you on stage just a few days ago, and if that's what 80 looks like, I'm good with it.
Okay, good.
You're making it look good, Monty.
Well, that's mighty thoughty.
Speaking of, I saw on Kathy's Facebook that you went and saw Willie Nelson. How was he at 91 or 92 on stage?
Well, we wanted to see him one last time, you know.
Yeah. He's a legend.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of his music, and I enjoyed him through the years, and we listen to his radio station all the time, you know. I don't know how many times I've been to one of his concerts, but, you know, he's 91, and
yeah,
his songs were more recitations than singing.
Sure.
But still Willie, you know.
It's still Willie, that voice, there's that voice of his that's still there.
He walked off the stage and waved at everybody and smiled, so...
Aww. Nice memory.
Yeah.
Nice memory. What about, I want to remind folks who are just tuning in, we're talking to Monty Mills of Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, who have been playing around the Central Coast at weddings and parties and fairs and breweries and everywhere for 50 years. And anyone who's ever been to a Monty performance knows it's a party. You just know how to get the party started. But as long as I can remember, you always wear a red shirt, but has that always been a thing? And where did that come from?
It was a white shirt to start with, and I got a bloody nose.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. You got in a bar fight at one of your gigs?
I don't know how that got started.
But now it's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
Except I saw
Wranglers made a lot of money off of me. Everybody thinks it's the same shirt, but I've got about 10 of them. So,
yeah. Well, now it's
what you call, Jeanette, in the biz, it's called being branded.
Yes, you were branded.
Yeah, I'm branded.
That's your branded. Although I saw you step out of it one time at Joanne Switzer's 80th birthday party.
Well, purple's her color, so everybody in the band wore purple for that
one. That was awesome.
And we're going to be playing for her 90th birthday, too. So
a fantastic. Yeah, another person that makes aging look not so scary when you just keep plugging away and keep doing good stuff. What's the future look like after this big anniversary? Are you going to play until you just no fun anymore?
Well, we'll see. As far as I know, just beats sitting home watching TV. You might as well go out and play.
Do you have to? I thought about this when I was watching the theater. You've sung these songs for so long, but you play with different band members. You must get together and practice with the band. How often?
We were going to have a rehearsal one time. Some of the guys couldn't make it or something. We never tried it after that. So
you don't rehearse together, though?
We've never rehearsed. Because I have to switch band members in and out. You know, somebody's on vacation or a family reunion. You got to be nimble to be in this business, you know?
I mean, that blows my mind, because I feel like when I'm watching you, there's times when there's solos, there's times, but that's just you communicating through music.
You want me to tell you the real secret?
Yeah.
Okay. Most of our songs are pretty simple, like 3 or 4 chord songs. And most anybody that's really a good musician can kind of pick up on it pretty fast. So, and I've had to learn to get by doing that. Because what musicians are available, they're not always available. Because most of the musicians play in 3 or 4 bands. And so you never know when they're... We try to book pretty far ahead of time so I can get the cream of the crop. But it's not always that way. In fact, I got one coming up here. 3 or my band members are going to be gone.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be sweating that one a little bit.
What are you looking for? Let's put the call out. What do you need?
Well, a bass player to start with.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important instrument.
What about Bruce
in the band.
Sorensen? Doesn't he used to play bass?
Yeah, but he's not in the area anymore.
He's bummer.
Yeah, he's an excellent bass player.
He's a good bass player. Yeah, I remember he worked at KSBY with me, and it was always fun to see him at McClintock's on Thursdays.
He's one of the best bass players I've ever played with. Yeah, he's really good.
Well, maybe he'll make a trip up just for that gig.
Maybe.
No. Well, that does amaze me that you don't script it out more. So you're just, when you go into those little solos, is that you just kind of going, now's the time?
Well, I've never used a set list, and I hate it if somebody in the band brings those little things,
iPads
that clip onto the mic stand. I'll never use one of those. Guarantee it.
All right, Monty Mills doing it by instinct here. Jeanette Trumpeter chatting with him, and we'll be back after the break in ABC News on KVEC News Talk 920 AM and 96.5 FM.
A recent JAMA study found a third of U.S. youth from ages 4 to 17 years old use AI. AI can promote healthy development by helping kids brainstorm, create, and summarize. However, it can also be dangerous if the correct precautions aren't taken. According to the American Psychological Association, there are several ways for parents to help their kids use AI carefully. Firstly, you should talk to your children about AI. Help them understand that chatbots should not be replacing their human connections. Parents can also create age-appropriate changes in the settings. They're usually defaults involving content and privacy, which parents can revise. Even simply reminding children not all AI-generated content is accurate and can contain misinformation is constructive. By understanding both the benefits and risks of AI, everyone can use it to its full potential. With this Medical Minute, I'm Alex Stone.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on federal oversight on mail-in voting.
The Solicitor General requested that the justices clear the way so the proposed changes to mail-in voting could be implemented in time for the November elections. After Trump signed an executive order in March seeking to increase federal oversight of elections, the Postal Service proposed a rule that would require states to turn over lists of approved voters. Under the policy, the Postal Service would refuse to deliver ballots in states that don't hand over their voter lists. A group of 23 states sued to prevent the changes from taking effect. Peter Harlambous, ABC News.
Gas prices falling slightly after the U.S. and Iran paused airstrikes. Maritime traffic, though, still stalled in the Strait of Hormuz. A judge in California says the murder trial for David Burke, known as the Singer David, can proceed. The singer is charged with killing an underage teen he allegedly had a sexual relationship with. Her body later found in his trunk. David Burke denies the charges. This is ABC News.
This is Joe Brittingham of Brittingham Financial Group in Pismo Beach, your local certified financial planner professional, where for three decades we've been helping people just like you plan and succeed in retirement. Here's today's Wall Street Journal market update on KVEC News Talk 920.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Markets ended the day mixed with investors digesting the conflict in the Middle East, easing oil prices, falling tech stocks, and the latest round of tariffs from President Trump. The Dow rose 235 points, while the Nasdaq lost 161, and the S&P was nearly even. Micron Technology stock fell 8% on competition concerns, and Nvidia fell 1%. Brent crude, which rose sharply all week, fell 4% to close at $96 a barrel. American Express fell nearly 5% despite reporting a jump in its profit during its most recent quarter. President Trump says the U.S. will open a formal investigation into the European Union's trade practices, accusing it of unfairly issuing fines on big tech companies like Google and Apple. It comes a day after the EU hit Google with a $1 billion fine for breaking digital antitrust regulations. Ford is recalling 500,000 Broncos because a short circuit in the engine can spark a fire. The recall impacts 2021 to 2026 Broncos and Bronco Raptors. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
That's the Wall Street Journal market update brought to you by Joe Brittingham of Brittingham Financial Group. Now is the time to take action. Visit BrittinghamFinancialGroup.com for your complimentary portfolio review. Joe Brittingham is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC.
McCarthy's Cash for Cars offer has been going strong for the last 5 months. Right now, McCarthy's lot of locally owned cars is full. McCarthy's likes buying these cars because they're a great car to sell. Knowing the history of a car makes sure you're getting the right car. These cars were serviced locally and owned by your neighbors. Most of them are under $20,000. Some of these cars are half of the cost they were 4 or 5 years ago, brand new. In an uncertain economy, it's a smart idea to buy a clean used car. No long-term contract. contracts, no high taxes, or dealer add-ons to haggle about. McCarthy's goes through each car so you get a certification, reconditioned, capable car. McCarthy's offers financing options. They have a broad selection of EVs, trucks for work, and cars for commuting. Visit them at McCarthysSLO.com.
From earlier last hour. And weather-wise, mostly sunny, mid-90s, North County and the inland valleys to around 100, and the 70s and low 80s for the coastal valleys and beaches. That's news, traffic, and weather brought to you by McCarthy's, where their inventory is loaded with cars, trucks, and SUVs, many under 20K, and most were locally pre-owned. McCarthy's, SLO.com for more info, or stop by at 43 Higuera in San Luis Obispo. Now back to Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton, but in for Dave, Jeanette Trumpeter on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight.
Thank you, Kurt. Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave and joined today by somebody who I have a lot of fond memories with, and that is Monty Mills, the lead dude for the Lucky Horseshoe Band, who played at McClintock's for 27 years on Thursday nights, and I probably was down there for 18 of those 27 years.
And I've got a picture of you in front of a clock.
Yeah,
I'll make sure I get that to you.
That was always, you know, because Monty knew my dad, and so it was always like, is he going to tell my dad I was down here till 1:30? And some of us were down there a little earlier than we should have been.
We'll check the time on the clock.
It was 1:20, I believe. I know exactly what picture you're talking about. That was a fun night. Anyway, you were talking a little bit about Merle Haggard and getting to play with some of your heroes, but you played with him as an opener a couple of times. A
couple of times, yeah.
And
Turlock and
he was a little skeptical the first time.
Yeah, that was a little intimidating to me because most of our gigs are pretty casual. But over there at this Turlock gig, we were the opening act, and it was a regular old-time theater, and it had a velvet curtain across the front. Well, they turned the lights way down, and then they opened the curtain, and there you are. You know, everybody's total attention right from the get-go. And I wasn't used to that.
Oh, interesting.
And, but it worked out. We started out with Ghost Riders in the Sky and went from there. But when we were having lunch with Merle there before the show, I told him I knew he's a big fan of Bob Wills. I said, we'd like to do some Bob Wills tunes. He says, I do the Bob Wills tunes. Okay, sir.
Yeah, rethink your set list.
Yeah. So I don't have a set list, but I was going to avoid the Merle Haggard and Bob Wills tunes, which it takes about 90% of my...
Yes.
No. So anyway, we got through it. But
yeah, but didn't he listen during soundcheck or something and say, okay, you're good, you can play some Bob Wills?
I guess so. We were, for soundcheck,
so
we were
modest,
doing...
You're so modest, Monty.
We did Bring It On Down to My House, Honey, for soundcheck, and so he said, okay, yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you said that, because I mean, you really have played with some amazing musicians, and you played for... Did you play with or for Kenny Rogers?
Well, his manager, Ken Cragen, had the Eagle Ranch out there by Creston for a while. And it was the year that Kenny Rogers was playing at the fair. And so he was up there, and so they put on a barbecue for Kenny.
Got it.
And Ken Cragen hired us to play the barbecue.
Now, come on. Is that a little intimidating when you're being asked to play for somebody like, especially at that point, he was...
Yeah,
big.
That was the year he came down on a rope and out of a helicopter onto the stage. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're just playing music.
Yeah. I had some really good players back then that were, and you know, it's a barbecue. It wasn't like it was a sit down, everybody's staring at you kind of a thing.
Yeah, so. But Bonnie, you're just not mentioning, like, you just off the cuff tell me, well, we played for Pink down in Santa Barbara, or, you know, down south three times. I mean, Pink is one of my favorite. Like, that's a big deal.
That was a strange deal a little bit because, I mean, I didn't know any of her songs.
Well, shame on you.
And, Billy Roos, the caterer, got us the job playing for
Pink.
Yeah, we played there 3 years
at
in a row.
At her place. Yeah. This is at her ranch.
Yeah. And
3 years in a row, so she obviously liked you.
Well, her entourage, I mean, everybody there had full sleeves.
Of tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's anybody there that didn't have a tattoo. And I felt like we were just
The country bumpkins.
Yeah, something like that.
From Santa Margarita. Uh-huh. But she loves that. They rented a place out at Nacimiento, she and her husband.
Well, she came up and
summer.
Sang with us, and she just looked at her phone and sang, looked the words up. And sang
cool.
An old Patsy Cline song, Walking After Midnight, and I forget what else. But she's a cool lady. I'm glad you're a fan of hers, because I'm a fan of her personally, but I wouldn't know one of her songs.
You wouldn't have known her music. Yeah. Well, she's all over the place, like somebody else I know. So let's talk about that a little bit. How do you, because you definitely know how to get a party started, and not all bands can do that. They'll get on stage and they play their music, but there's no connection with the audience. And I feel like you play such a spectrum. Bob Wills and traditional country, but you probably could play the Beach Boys and Sweet Home Alabama and all the ones that get people dancing.
There's an old guy that I met down on the Ranchero's Vistadores ride. His name's Frank Bogart, and he was the announcer down there.
Okay.
And I mean, they don't talk real sweet and nice down there. Every other word's... but he would pick on people. He said, like, Alex Madonna, I think he owns a Motel 6 or something up there in San Luis Obispo.
Right.
He was always picking on people. I think maybe that's where I kind of picked that up. If you can kind of...
Pick somebody in the crowd and talk to them.
But if you can try to read them and figure out the ones that want to be picked on.
Right, key.
And I've picked the wrong ones a few times. And it didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
But, if you can kind of get something going... It's just the in-between song stuff.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this, but let's just bring it out in the open because you're bringing back the tank tops. You used to pick people out in the crowd in McClintock's and they could get a tank top, and today it probably wouldn't be politically correct.
Probably not.
But you used to... I'll just tell the truth because I've done it, so don't shame on me. If Monty picked you out of the crowd... You went behind a shower curtain and you threw off your top and you changed into the Monty Mills tank top, and that was how you got the tank top, right? How did you got to read people in the crowd to see who's going to do that?
Yeah, it kind of got to be a rite of passage for
it was a rite of passage at Cal
girls.
Poly at that time.
I don't know how. I went through quite a bit. I went through big boxes of those things.
Yeah.
Actually, they were men's small wife beaters.
Right.
And that was
a thing. So the
fun times.
So the deal is that the tank tops are back for the 50th anniversary, but now you earn them a different way.
Yeah, if I did it the old way, they'd think
you'd be pulled off stage.
Creepy grandpa kind of a deal,
Yeah.
So no, we don't.
I had to play the tambourine on stage with you to get one.
Yeah. And you look good in it.
So it is just you're selling them and they're just a commemorative t-shirt.
Commemorative.
You don't necessarily have to go play the tambourine on stage to do it.
Whichever ones my wife will let me hand them to.
Well, Kathy handed the one to me, so I think I passed the test. The variety of music, though, you play, do you read the crowd when you see that? Like, this might be a younger crowd. We maybe need to play a little more rock and roll.
Every time, every gig is different. So, you're basically doing the same thing, but you're timing and figuring out how to make it work. Because you're always wanting to get as much energy back out of the crowd as you can. So, but it doesn't always work. But you try every time.
So, Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band celebrating 50 years this year with a big party on October 10th at Barrel House Brewery. Do you know offhand where you can get tickets?
Barrelhouse.com, I guess. No tickets. Oh, it's a free thing. Barrel House is
rolling. Oh, you just have to show up.
They're rolling out the carpet for us on this deal.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
Because it's supposed to be a band reunion. And most of the people have either died or moved out of state, so I don't know how many
reunion people, will come. Oh, I bet you you're going to have quite a few. If you think about 50 years.
Band members, old band members.
I know,
members,
but think of how many people you've played with over the years.
Yeah, well, I hope they show up. That'd be good. But, I mean, Barrel House is furnishing the sound, and they're furnishing a food cart.
And a great venue.
I don't think the beer's free, though.
No, I don't think the beer's free. I think you will help sell a little. And then October 30th at the Clark Center. What's that?
That's... They wanted us to come down there and do a concert, so it...
And Julie Beaver will be with you on that one?
She signed up for that one, yeah.
That's awesome. But you have lots of dates, so you can go check out his schedule. Is it montymills.com? And all the... It looks like you have, what, August 7th, August 19th, August 21st, September 12th, September 19th, Friday, October 2nd at Ventu Vineyards in Templeton. Oh, that's a nice venue. Pastor Robles. Anyway... MontyMills.com. We're talking to Monty here today about his 50th anniversary and lots of memories on the Central Coast. And I'm Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave Congleton on Hometown Radio, KVEC News Talk, 920 AM and 96.5 FM.
My mom would make me my favorite meal for my birthday, ooey gooey golden mac and cheese. That recipe was my best friend in college, my comfort on a rough day, and now, it's my daughter's favorite.
Do I like mac and cheese? Just look at me!
Continue your love affair with everyone's favorite comfort food at the 13th Annual Mac and Cheese Fest, Saturday, September 19th at the beautiful Avila Beach Golf Resort. Indulge in gourmet mac and cheese prepared by top local chefs. Relax on a sunny afternoon with live music and beautiful scenery as you enjoy a wide variety of mac and cheese deliciousness while sampling wine, beer, and spirits. Spread the love and spread the cheese during the 13th Annual Mac and Cheese Fest, Saturday, September 19th at the Avila Beach Golf Resort. Get your tickets now at the MacAndCheeseFest.com. This is a 21 and over event powered by Malahi Ford, just off the 101 on Traffic Way in Arroyo Grande. Visit MalahiFord.com and save. Malahi Ford, where good things are happening.
Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
Welcome back, everyone. Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave Congleton today on Hometown Radio. And how appropriate on a show called Hometown Radio to be talking to a hometown legend like Monty Mills, the lead dude for the Lucky Horseshoe Band, and 50 years of entertaining us on the Central Coast. If you'd like to call in, tell us one of your favorite Monty Mills stories. The number is 805-543-8830. You can use the text line and tell us a story that way. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to give away, if anyone still plays CDs, we have a CD or two to give away, and we'll give it away to the first couple callers in. Or do we want to do that now, Kurt? Should we just do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now. You want to do it first?
Sure. What the heck? If you would like, he's got a great CD here of 50 years of Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, 1976 to 2026, and it's got 14 great songs on here. So if you'd like a copy of it and you want to get down here to the studios to pick it up, give us a call now and we'll give it away to the first two callers and see how it goes. How about that, Kurt? Oh, I see it ringing. That's a good sign.
That sounds good. All right.
We'll check in with you in a minute when you get the first couple callers, right?
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, Monty, tell me how it feels to all of a sudden look back and say, wow, 50 years.
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing, but to me that means the most is getting to play with my heroes.
Aww.
Like when I went to Vietnam, I took Merle Haggard music with me.
Wow.
And he would say, now here's Roy Nichols, or here's Norman Hamlet. And then get to come back and meet those guys. And then Roy Nichols played guitar with Merle for 21 years. And then he started playing with us for back when he got off the road in 87. So that was just like heaven, having him play with us.
And, oh, my goodness.
And then getting to meet Norm. He's the nicest guy ever. So.
Well, you've mentioned a few of these people that you've played with. And I said, well, how do you get them to play with you?
I don't know.
You just call them up, you said.
Well, yeah.
I mean, doesn't that takes a little...
We played for the governors when Duke Majan was governor, we played for his legislative barbecue up there, and so I knew Tiny Moore he used to play with Bob Wills, and so I called him up. He had a music store there, and I said, you come play with us for this gig? And he said, well, what kind of music do you play? And I said, well, my favorite's Bob Wills. He says, I'll be there.
Oh.
And so then he gave me Roy Nichols' number, and it went from there. But
well, how about when I mentioned you getting the crowd together and stuff, does that make a difference when you're on stage, when you have
Jeanette, I'm going to interrupt really quick. We have Mike on line one, I believe.
Oh, we got somebody who wants to tell a story. Hey, yes. Mike, what do you got for us? You know, you've heard Monty a time or two?
Heard of Monty a couple of times. I think he's kind of nailed a couple shoes for me every now and then.
Stand a little closer to the mic, Mike.
On my phone here, so I might have to talk a little bit louder. You're the one that's got a big microphone in front of you. So.
There you go.
Oh, Funko.
Dang, 50 years, huh?
A week or so ago. Talk with him, and you know,
He is, and he's sounding good, right?
You people that don't realize who's calling in here, it's Mike Fonce. I call him Funko. He teaches welding out at Cuesta College, and I think he's probably about a genius. And he built the swing-out anvil on my horseshoeing rig, and I mean, it's a classic thing. That's why I haven't sold that truck yet, even though I've been out of the horseshoeing business for a long time.
I love it. Well, Mike, thank you for calling in. We sure appreciate you taking the time, and I hope to meet you personally at the 50th anniversary at Barrel House.
Now we have the other, we have Danny and Napomo.
Danny and Napomo. Hey, Danny.
No, but I'm aware that his mother is the one that wrote Heartbreak Hotel. May Axton, yeah. That, I remember he had that real low voice and had, but I never met him, so.
Well,
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
I feel the same way, Danny. It's just great memories with Monty. So I hope you can make it out on his anniversary on the 10th at Barrel House. Oh, well, you'll force yourself to have a good time there as well. But thanks for calling in. The question I was asking is, what about the crowd and how that makes a difference if they get into it or not with you?
Oh, it really helps. I mean, that's what you kind of are
there for.
Yeah. So, and if you get it done, that's great. If you don't quite get it done, that's not quite so great.
So that first time at McClintock's, you ask and you're going to go play at McClintock's, what was that reception that very first time?
Seemed like it was pretty good. They invited us back the next week.
They invited you back for 27 years. Yeah, well, it was a thing, man. What made that come to an end?
Well, I think it just kind of finally wore itself out.
Ran its course.
The guys started coming in with their hats on backwards. And that did not sit well with me. I think you should wear your hat with the bill going forward. And that was about the time that cell phones came out, where people were looking down at their cell phones while I was singing. I didn't go for that too much either.
Interesting,
so
yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah.
But it's still fun out at Creston and the old honky-tonk
type. When we first started playing years ago, the people would still smoke in clubs, you know, but of course now they don't. But I don't remember what time when
smoking went away?
Yeah.
That was about 92, I believe, in San Luis Obispo. Yeah, I'm with you. That's, you can sing still, because imagine if you were playing in bars all this time with the smoke-filled bars. You never smoked?
No, but I did play out at Happy Jack's one time. And
it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Not Happy Jack's is in Morro Bay. That's, I guess they call it the Siren now. Is that the
place?
Yeah,
but it was a, it was kind of fun. Kurt, how are we doing? Do we have any winners for the CDs?
Well, we had Mike and Danny.
You know what? It seems like the
Mike and Danny were our winners. They were here. I made them talk to us. They wanted CDs. Well, Mike and Danny, you both get the CDs. All you have to do is come by the KVEC studios, and there will be one to pick up.
Danny
for you.
Never even told us his last name.
Well, you don't have to call it.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You know, I think a lot of people want to talk to Monty more than they want the CD.
Probably, because
they're starstruck.
Oh.
We are starstruck, Monty. You've created some great memories. And to anyone who, you know, 50 years is a long time, and there's not a lot of people who have lived here that long. And so you may think, oh, that's something that was big at McClintock's. But I'm telling you, I don't care what age you are, if you get out to a Monty Mills show, he sounds as good, his band's as good, he's as good, and you will be out dancing. So I certainly hope you'll consider joining us for the 50th anniversary party, because I think it's going to be a party.
Maybe I could hire you to be our PR agent.
Well, it's authentic, Monty. I have so many. I mean, you know how to entertain a crowd.
Well, we hope so sometimes.
Once in a while, he says. We're talking with Monty Mills, who is the leader of the Lucky Horseshoe Band. Been around here, lived in Santa Margarita for years, and he's been here for 50 years entertaining. If you would like to check out some of the dates, he's playing in Paso Robles at Derby, as part of the Derby concert series, Friday, August 6th, so just around the corner. Wednesday, August 19th, I plan it being this one at the park in Templeton. September 12th in the late afternoon at the Souza Ranch in Santa Margarita. Oh, that's a wedding, so that's probably, you probably have to have an invite to go
it's
to
more
that
of a
one.
Private.
Saturday, September 9th, another birthday party, so you can't go to that one. But Friday, October 2nd at Ventu Vineyards in Templeton. Saturday, October 10th, the big party. Saturday, October 7th, another private party. But then October 30th at the Clark Center. And then you take a break during the winter, is that what you do?
Well, unless somebody calls.
Unless somebody calls, unless you have a party that you want to have some good
entertainment. Most of our gigs are summertime deals, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how to make it happen. The website is MontyMills.com. Any final thoughts? We have a minute left, Monty. Any final thoughts you have for the audience as you reflect back?
Well, I just want to thank you for inviting us, Kathy and I, down here to your studio to talk to you and help. You're doing a great job of promoting the band. I couldn't buy this kind of advertisement. So.
Well, it's authentic. You're historic, and you know, like I said, you know how to get a party started. And I maybe I'm biased because I have so many happy memories dancing to the Lucky Horseshoe Band. But I think there's a ton of people out there that feel the same way.
Well, thank you, Jeanette.
And even the time I saw you at Barrel House, I don't remember. It was Halloween or something a year or two ago. And it was like, oh, my gosh, all the familiar. It was like a reunion of people that I hadn't seen in so long.
Yeah.
So it's a reunion of a community that you kind of got going. So I'm thrilled that you would come down and see me. And I hope Dave will have you on now before your big anniversary in October. And I'm looking forward to seeing you then.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Hometown Radio, KVEC News Talk, 920 AM and 96.5. I'm Jeanette Trumpeter, filling in for Dave Congleton, which I'm not really sure what he has. Usually he tells me he's on vacation or doing something, so he's probably up to no good. But I'll cover for him regardless. In the next hour, we're going to find out more about a local vineyard being named the number one disc golf course in California. And it's right in our own backyard on Hometown Radio.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.